Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
I know that you mentioned to go along with all of the great things you just said about understanding and loving your customers and applying that to the world. And you mentioned specifically, I think on your site somewhere, that one of the best things that ever happened to you is your marriage to your wife. Mm. And you met in New York, you've been married for 24 years. And all this time, she's been your biggest supporter and cheerleader. You have two great daughters, Nicole and Paulina. And loving your family is what keeps you in balance and truly fulfills my life, your life. I'm reading, right? Your life with joy. But there are people that feel alone. And even before she came along, I'm sure she helped you through a lot of things. It's been 24 years. So there's a two-part question, only two parts. I know your brain's a great computer, by the way. I know you can handle this two-part. So the first part of this question is that, you know, what would you say to people who do feel alone, who feel like, you know, maybe they don't have this, right? And then the second thing is, how has it been? I mean, this is amazing. Like, talk about maybe your family and what true success really is to you.
Wow. You know, let me start it. So you actually asked three questions here.
My brain's not, I need to be more efficient as a computer. So thank you. So answer however you want. How's that? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Go ahead.
You know, and I now forgot the first question was like success, family, and then, people feeling alone.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so let me start with the last one, success. You know, to me, success is really about feeling fulfilled and being of contribution. So I keep going, you know, I didn't even realize how much I repeat myself with this universe's reward for services rendered type thing.
Sure.
But I truly believe it's so fulfilling when you get to, you know, fall in love with something. Like I love the grind. Man, I love the results, but I love the grind. And it's not like I'm not masochistic. I'm not crazy. I don't want to, you know, kill over and die, you know, from hard labor. But I don't begrudge doing the work. You know, I don't dream of a 4-hour work week because I'm like, I'll be bored out of my mind. How would I be of service to people if I work only 4 hours? What am I going to do with the rest of my time? I'll be useless. Like, you know what happens to useless parts? They get discarded. I don't want to be useless. Mm. I don't be of value. I have so much to give. How can I, you know, not give it? It will be immoral, right? So to me, success is just finding this fulfillment and being of so much of tremendous value, but also, you know, being compensated for it. Like the universe is, you know, rewarding. I found a way to essentially create my little universe that just rewards me, you know, in spades for the services I render. And I'm loving every moment of it. In terms of family, you know, it's interesting because I've been married for 25 years this April. I nearly divorced my wife twice. There was a period of time where very few people know we were actually separated for a while. And, you know, I had so many different messages on it. You know, and one message that I understood clearly is that part of it is my bringing. I come from the old country. And the way things worked in the old country is when things broke, you fixed them. You didn't just throw them away. You made them work. And part of it is you've got to realize that there was a time if you were in a relationship and it maybe isn't at the greatest stage right now, you have to realize at one point you really loved this person. You were like pursuing this person. You were all hot about this person. So what the hell happened? Did this person really become some sort of monster in the process where you can like just completely cannot relate? Or is it that you just kind of, you know, you travel on the path that maybe you travel at a couple of different speeds and maybe you got, there's a little distance that build up. But that does not mean that, you know, the next person you're going to get together with is going to have exactly the same problems sooner or later, right? He's going to just repeat the story. So rather than going for the next bright, shiny object, a new model or whatever the terminology is, you know, consider that it might be a possibility of you actually creating something amazing and fulfilling in the very same thing that you think no longer has any validity or any value for you. So we have a tremendous relationship. My wife has been my business partner for I don't even know how many years, but many years. We run our company together. We spend tremendous amount of time together. You know, our daughters are just absolutely amazing. One of them is still with us. The other one, is, you know, kind of forging her own life, graduated and building her own life. But, you know, we talk to our girls daily, either in person or, you know, in Skype or phones. And it really is, I think there is no greater reward than knowing that you've got this little nucleus that that's your family and you totally of service to them. So for me, the reason to show up, the reason to build value, the reason to amass, you know, any type of financial resources and securities, you've got to provide for your family first and foremost, right? And I think there's a tremendous amount of satisfaction, whether you're a man or a woman, I think it's tremendous. And the last part, you know, so you asked about relationships, and man, because of, you know, my own journey and being separated from my wife and having some turbulent times there, I've learned a lot about relationships. In fact, there was a time that I considered, you know, stepping away from being the Mr. Millionaire Marketing Guru mentor and really getting into the mentoring people in relationships.
Wow.
And it's truly, you know, I have no PhDs on the subject, you know, other than the tremendous amount of information that I've consumed just to try to go through my own journey. And then having, you know, having conversations with friends, helping them through their own journeys, because I find that most people are miserable in their relationships, you know, whether they are in a relationship or alone. And, you know, again, I don't have an ultimate solution, but I think a way to ease the pain is, number one, you've got to become the person you want to attract. So if you in any relationship, there is no 100%. There is no second half. If you are a half, you're going to have a half-assed relationship. You've got to become a whole. So any relationship that's amazingly successful and fulfilling, you've got to realize it's not a 100%, it's 200%. 100 from you, 100 from your partner. Always. It comes to responsibility. It's not like you were responsible 80% and your partner 20. You are responsible 100% and so is your partner, 100%. And if you don't get that, nothing works. So, you know, this ultimate responsibility, and you've got to be a complete person. Number two is communication. Learn how to talk about everything. You know, if you've got a zit on your ass and you're embarrassed to tell your partner, then you don't have a good enough relationship, right? I mean, I'm making it as crass, as an extreme as I possibly can. But, you know, if you can't talk about stuff, how are you supposed to really form anything? And that brings me to the last part, which is risk and vulnerability. Look, we hate being vulnerable. You know, it's like, look, you've got this clothing. I'll be afraid to strip naked because what if people see I've got hair on my back or God forbid something, right? It's like, so clothing is our ultimate armor. But we also create armor through how we show up in energy. We just hate being vulnerable with another person. How can you create fulfilling relationship if you're afraid to risk being vulnerable? If you can't risk being hurt by being vulnerable, you can't possibly build an amazing relationship. And will you get kicked through a curb a few times? Will you get hurt? Abso-freaking-lutely, guaranteed, right? Guaranteed. But at those moments where it feels like, man, it's so freaking incredible, it's worth all the risk. It's worth all the pain. I think if there were no pain, you wouldn't realize how sweet the reward is. So again, it's falling in love with this, you know, ebbs and flows, ups and downs. And I think the three things that I just mentioned, you know, for me are absolutely, critical. 100% responsibility, ownership. You've got to be a whole by yourself. You've got to have amazing communication. And, you know, this communication is trust, is dependence on the other person. And the last thing is really, you know, risk and vulnerability and just plunge in.
Well, that's also a beautiful answer. We had Orion Talmai. She's like a celebrity love coach months ago on the show. And she's out in L.A., kind of near you. And she was saying a lot of the same things from a woman's perspective. And, you know, of course, my opinion is that men are full of shit a lot. A lot. I mean, that's what nobody says. I mean, she loved me. She actually had me on her show because I think I said that. She's like, yeah, this is the number one complaint I've ever heard from girls is honesty. Now, girls are they do their own thing. We're all human. So everybody has their, I try to be fair, but I think people could do what they say more. And I think men could be honest. And that's tough. That's a tough one because it gets into a interesting areas of people wanting the truth or a good liar, a smiling liar. And it's a very, right now, I think as a society, we may be transitioning into wanting the truth more, But the truth is very interesting in itself. There's a lot to what the truth is. But you give very practical advice, Adam, and it's very concrete. And I love the soul. We really feel your soul coming out in this interview, Adam. So I really recommend everybody go to buy Adam's book when it's available, whenever you see this interview. Adam, will you show us that book one more time?
Sure. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Okay. That is The Fastest Path to Cash. Modern Entrepreneur's Fastest Path to Cash by Adam Urbanski. And that's going to be out in October-ish of 2017?
Correct.
Something like that at Amazon and wherever books are sold. And I strongly recommend that you go check out Adam's website. That's themarketingmentors.com. It's going to be updated maybe by the time you see it. But I would check out everything that Adam's doing because he seems like a very straightforward person. And to me, that's what the world needs. And it also seems like he can see beyond just making money. So he's not going to lead you in directions where you're going to, you know, he's telling you just to make a quick buck or to scam people in order to make money. Or how can you trick people into giving you money? But he also understands that you can make money quickly. It's really about doing it, taking action, and really, I think, following Adam's guidance. So I highly recommend people check out themarketingmentors.com. So again, our website is believe.love. Spread the links. You are changing the world when you spread these links and supporting our guests like Adam. And all you have to do, go to www.believe.love, share our links. We have so many stories. We have four great hosts now. We're really doing awesome things, I think, and we're improving a lot more and more, and it's with your help. We had a video recently with 100,000 organic views during Hurricane Irma, which was our biggest video ever, and 600 comments, and of course, some people bitching, but overwhelmingly positive, so that's good, I guess, and we'll do a show on that, but again, our iTunes is believeiTunes.com, believeAndroid.com for Android users, and it's YouTube.com/believeLovesYou. So I'm Nicholas Upchurch. I want to thank our guests today. And Adam, thank you so much for being on Believe, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and best of success to you and all our listeners.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.